The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live on Monday the 13th. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. Here in studio, I have my best bud, Mr. Nick Ramirez. Back in Studio B, there's Dogwater Dick with the Minion, JB. But to play music with us, we've got Angel Garcia.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
God, I love that intro.
Hi there.
Rad. Angel Garcia with us, open micer.
Yeah.
Acoustic guitar player, punker.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, thank
Pretty
you, JB.
Me in a nutshell.
JB.
You JB can, the intern.
You can lean forward and say you're welcome.
You're welcome, Rory.
Hey, good job. Good job. Now, back to your hole.
Rory just received his giant cup of go fuck
and
yourself.
And if you spit in this.
JB, did you spit in it? He's not telling.
Did he pee in it?
Like, just a little bit. It's okay. You can't catch anything from pee. It's actually
it's very
safe.
Sterile. Yeah.
So really,
no. I'm all about drinking pee. No, I'm not.
No. It's fine.
Damn it! You're gonna use that.
Shit. I'm all about drinking pee. What a great one.
Anyway, hi, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to hear you, or good to be heard. I can't hear you, and I really don't care to. But it's good to be in the studio with my good friends once again, and I'm glad you're joining us around this first cup of coffee of the evening.
Here. I'm going to take a sip of beer here.
Yeah, same here.
Me too. Okay. I'm not beer.
All right. How was everyone's week? What's going on?
Busy week with Evil Dead the Musical. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen the show, unfortunately, it is sold out for the rest of the run.
Wow.
There are no tickets available.
Are you
We've already
serious?
Even oversold a couple of nights.
Oh, my God.
There are zero tickets available.
God, I'm glad I went
Damn.
Early.
Yeah, you are. Rick,
Congrats.
You never got to go see it, did
No,
you?
I missed out. I told, and I was going to buy somewhere earlier this week, and then I only had one night off, and I thought, fuck it. I'm not, and yeah.
Right.
It was sold out for that night anyway, so it didn't matter.
Yeah. No, we sold out the entire run, 3 weeks left to go, and more than half of the performances left
Does that
to
mean
go.
The movie, wow. does that, the movie, does that mean that the play is made a profit?
Not yet, but
How does it sell out completely already and not make a profit?
Oh, because I only count those figures to date for butts that have been in the seats in case we have to account for refunds.
Oh.
Or no any shows. Changes, no shows. Yeah, any of that kind of thing.
Because I would imagine a venture like
just
that
reserve
should
it,
oh,
make
by,
money.
By the end of the show, yes, we will have made a profit. Yes.
Do people reserve?
And we get, and this is something I'm really excited about with this production because it doesn't happen a whole lot in community theater. Not only was this production that all the actors, we all came together, they choreographed their own stuff, and the directors, and it was me, and it was just a bunch of us dorks. We are going to be able to pay our music director. This is after all the licensing.
Oh, okay.
This is after we pay the theater for use of their space. This is after all the other production costs. We get to pay the music director, the choreographer, consultant who helped the cast sketch out a lot
right.
of the scenes.
Diane Strand.
Yes, thank you, yes. Diane. I believe we're going to be able to make enough to pay all of the actors.
Wow.
Nice.
That's phenomenal.
I mean, it's not going to be a lot, but it is going to be a
Doesn't
token.
Doesn't matter. Like,
we are going to pay back.
You actually got paid for theater.
We are going to invest in vaudevillian a little bit just to like make it a real thing.
Yeah.
And establish the habit. But the big, we're paying our people this time.
Damn.
That's cool.
I'm really excited about it because it doesn't happen. And the people of this community rose up and threw their money at us. How can we not give it to the actors who earned it?
Right.
Yeah. No kidding.
And the crew people as
they're
well.
They're
yeah.
all fabulous. Now, okay, so do customer or, you know, theater patrons reserve their seats and then pay you when they show up, or do they buy their tickets early? And
right now, everything has been sold online.
So you got all the money.
We have
you got all the loot.
Yes. Oh. I do not have any figures or anything like that,
okay,
because I'm the PR guy for the production company,
right,
and that stuff's all handled by the theater.
Right, okay.
And I'm not the go-between on that conversation.
Well, far out, man.
I'm the end user.
That's really great. Congratulations.
But yeah, no, it's and not to get too cloak and daggery, I just don't know a lot about what's going on. That's not my part.
Yeah. Doesn't really matter.
It's been very successful enough that we're all going.
Well,
to...
I think that's about as best you can do is sell out every show,
right?
So it's not a bad start at all.
I'm. That went away. That shouldn't have gone away.
Phone. Oh, there it is.
There we go. Hi, I'm back. But yeah, Evil Dead the Musical doing so well. Thank you, Reno Theater and Gore and Horror and Halloween fans. You guys helped us make it so awesome.
Thanks, actors
feed off it every night, and every night everybody has a fantastic show. It's because the energy they bring to it that helped the actors be awesome.
Fucking it.
So thank you, Reno. This has been a great fun. And there is talk about maybe next year.
A return?
Maybe a return next year.
Nice.
Not so many details about that, but it has been bandied about.
It would be much simpler to put on now with all the shit already made and stuff. Right?
Oh, come on. In a theater for a year, all that shit's going to get turned into something else.
That's true.
That's true. So it could be even better.
Right. No, it'll be... but no, there...
Do you guys have another production in mind for Vaudevillian?
Yes, there's something in the works. I'm not really going to talk about it yet.
Okay.
But there are definitely at least two projects in the works.
You're looking ahead. That's good.
Secret.
2015 for them is going to be awesome. It's also going to be good for Worst Little Podcast.
Excellent.
Nice.
Are they going to do a live play of our show?
Why?
About us? Who's going to play me?
I will play
you. Oh, fuck that.
I don't know, but if you guys decide to do a rendition of the podcast, I'd probably say you guys should do a little rendition of the herpes episode that you guys had.
Herpes?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, not herpes. What? Hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids.
I'm so sorry.
That was last week.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
How are your hemorrhoids, Rick?
Oh, they're so much better.
Good.
It doesn't hurt. And it's really only one. It's not plural. But then it doesn't hurt as bad. And then on top of that, I've gotten used to the idea, which I think is helpful. Like, initially, it was just mortifying.
That was, like, just the day after
it happened. On top of being painful.
Right. Your brain is starting to accept it.
And, they're like, okay, this is something that I'm going to deal with.
Something that happens to lots of
I would just like to point out that young Sam Gates was helping me out with the podcast this past week. And I was like, so every week I take notes so I can remind myself how to write the blog post, blah, 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 backstage. And I'm looking at my notes, and it was all I could do not to title the show what I had written down in my book. Vague Choir, Marcus, Mark, Jason, Rick's hemorrhoids.
that'll draw in a listener.
Vague Choir, hemorrhoids. I didn't want to disrespect the band by talking about your ass any further.
It actually smells pretty good in there.
No, it does not.
Dude, as a sidebar, one of my dear friends, Jess, she called me up. It was one of the first times somebody texted me in regards to something they heard on the show. And she said, oh, my God, you should hear on our podcast because we're dealing with that right now. Jess, and I got to hear that. You think our show was wild. Jess and her partner, George, they have a show called Transpantastic, available on iTunes, where they deal with the fact that one of them is transitioning from one sex into another sex.
Right.
And so on top of being wild that way, and it's a fascinating show, on top of being wild that way, they have a show all about hemorrhoids. And if you look, it's a show titled like...
Hemorrhoids.
it's like butt problems or something. I forget the title of the show. You'll notice it, and it's within the past 15 shows since they... And dude, it's intense. Oh my God. They went way farther than we did. they're dealing with stuff way worse than I. And then on top of that, when I went to the doctor to look at my junk, I didn't have to worry about surprising him that I'm not the sex he thinks I am. Right. So it was. It made me feel a lot better because here was somebody else locally talking about hemorrhoids, a way worse hemorrhoid experience than I'm having, and on top of that, dealing with additional issues that made it even more.
Doesn't
wild.
The pain wow. of others feel good?
Oh! I suddenly felt you closer to them fuck. Than I because I haven't talked. I haven't spent a lot of time talking to George, but I suddenly felt much closer to George than I ever had before. I love you guys. I'm not alone. It's not just me. And,
well, what's you know, the name? Their Brothers. Show again?
Their name is Transpantastic.
Transpantastic. Well,
Transpantastic.
Everybody, go check it out.
Yeah, check it out. And it's available on iTunes. Transpantastic. So search
where
that
are
on
they
iTunes.
From?
They're local as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and so it's not, you know, like ours is all crazy with elements and stuff. Theirs is just them talking, and it's mostly dealing with issues of transitioning from one sex to another and different sure. gender issues.
Sure.
So that's what their whole deal is about. Very nice.
Very cool. Definitely.
We were all good friends before we both had podcasts, so.
Oh, hey, just to segue off of that, not to be too, like, cliche or stereotypical, but let's go to Nevada for striking down the gay marriage ban.
Yay. Bam.
Yeah.
Bam.
And to let any listeners out there, I would really like to break my mo marriage cherry. So if you are a gay couple looking to get married, I want to officiate your wedding.
Nice.
Oh, my God, please. Ask Tom or Todd. Tom. Todd and Jess of the
Imuses.
Thank yes. you. Because his Facebook name is something different.
Stanley McNulty.
McNulty, yeah. Yeah. So I always blank on it. But yeah, Todd Imus and Jessica, just ask them how wonderful a job I can do. It's funny and endearing. I would love...
You know what's gay is men having sex with each other.
Yes, but I would love to officiate a Mo wedding. Oh, my God. That would be so awesome. Rick?
What I would like to point
Rick,
out...
Rick, got any boys in your life? Get married. You
no.
can get a divorce really
oh,
quickly,
I met,
too.
I met some nice boys at Carlos's party. I went to a
I
Carlos
will help
pumpkin
you get
party.
Married, and I will help you through the divorce. It's really easy.
I...
Carlos, what Do party
I
get to, did?
I went to. We didn't. We're not having a pumpkin carving party this year because I'm just fucking tired. And so Carlos had a pumpkin carving party. I know it's sad, but I did. We do it every year. It'll be more special.
When
next
was the
year.
Last year you didn't do it, Rick?
Oh my God, it's been like 15 or 20 years.
You've been doing this since before yeah. I moved in with you, and yeah. at that point it was already a 5-year
it's
tradition.
It's such a mess. No, and I love it. I love it. I just thought if we took 1 year off, it would be more special. You know,
nobody's ever going to show up again.
That better not. Everybody's going to be excited.
It's like that
fun.
One open mic night you miss, and then you never get that audience.
To be that other guy with his recording studio saying, "They all come to my pumpkin car."
Aw. <Yeah. laughs>
Fuck that cat.
We're going to have the pumpkin carving party here next year. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah, we're having
still
not
getting it. Really, it really might happen, huh?
We're having one with the Shames over at their house. Well, I mean, the girl Shames, not Cyril, but...
I have to hurry up and carve a pumpkin with Riku this week because she goes out of town with her mom for the weekend. And then Monday morning is the pumpkin carving contest at school where you bring your pumpkin that you did at home over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want to.
You're going to have to.
I mean, maybe Shy and Riku could do one down in SAC, but the transporting a pumpkin and the craziness...
Plus, you don't want to miss the fun.
Well, right.
Yeah. I don't want to.
I mean, if they did one for the contest, cool. And then I can do one with Riku at my leisure.
Yeah.
What?
I want to do my own, like, creepy one. I will not be doing one that says abortion or boo bitch.
Which famous. Or my all-time favorite when I just had one that had perfect typeset letters across the front just said cunt.
Some people were really offended. Some people thought it was really awesome. There was no gray on how you felt about that.
Oh, why can't
pretty
I
good.
Find her? Why can't, oh, yeah.
See you in Toledo.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I had an awesome week. I got a new part-time job being a legal courier. I won't say the company name.
A bike courier?
Not on a bike. In my car.
Well, yeah, legal documents you don't want to get chanced by falling over on a bike.
Yeah, plus it snows around here and stuff, so it's nice to have the car. But I mean, things are coming up a lot better for me this week.
Sexually.
Like, you know, now I get paid every week instead of every other week, and I get twice as much money every week or every other week.
Hey,
so that's always good. And then
fun money.
Had an awesome show with Mikey and the Shames and the Liver Scars and the Nucleators and Part of the Problem at the Alley on Friday.
And went just to Part of the Problem?
Yeah.
Nice. Are they calling themselves that for real?
Oh, no. That was another band called Part of the
Problem. Oh, it really is a band called Part
of
the Problem.
It's not Part of Reno We Have a Problem. Oh, no, it's one of those other problem
bands. Oh, that's
bands.
Such a great idea, though.
I've been calling it's Part of Logan. The Problem.
It's just Logan.
Okay. Well, that's most of the problem,
and then I've also been calling them Reno We Have a Mary Jane Problem.
Oh, right.
When they, combination.
Yep. So that was fun, and we ended up at Shays till like 3:30 in the morning. You know what those nights are like. Wow.
Hey, now.
I was pretty zombified on Saturday.
Lucky for Nick, he is not alone.
Yeah, I hate to be alone.
Bar full of those types.
So that's how my weekend went, fellas. Thanks for asking.
Good, Nick. Aww, glad Nick. To hear it.
Nick, are you feeling left out?
I'm the abusive like partner in this like conversational relationship.
I know.
I always cut Nick off. I tell him he's stupid.
Well, that's just your normal not giving a shit about anybody else and thinking whatever's going on in your head is the most important thing.
No, Rick, that's called reality.
Right. I know. I know that's your reality.
How is your week, Rick?
Yeah, I had a
Angel, good to have you on the show.
Yeah, great to be here, man.
I had a fantastic weekend. You guys, I took the weekend off.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I didn't do any music or mix or anything for two solid days.
Did you touch yourself?
No. Where's my Riku sample?
No.
Barely.
No.
Oh, you did at least once though.
Near the end. I almost forgot to because I didn't want to. I was so busy having a great time.
What'd you do?
I went to Virginia City 2 times, which is stupid.
Cool.
I know I always do that
all the time.
But that's what I want to do when I get. It's the 4-hour vacation. You leave and you're like out of town, but it doesn't take all this time, and you know what I mean.
Do they know?
You're really away.
Do you have some like spots up there where they all know you?
Oh
shit?
Yeah, the coffee shop people are always like, "Hey, like I'm a local. Like yeah, I know where the meth is. I live here."
Do they say it kind of gay like that? Like,
hey, no, I wish. Rick. There's kind of this skinny guy with like weird teeth that I think is really cute, and I don't know why. Like, and I'm always like, I wonder if he's married or something. So he's like telling me about coffee, and I'm like, really? What else?
just like a stupid high school girl listening to some guy talk about video games or something.
No, I'm like sitting there reading my book.
Not
that
high school girls can't be into video games, but
no,
just setting up a thing.
We would never be sexist like that. Dude, I'm sitting there reading my book and I'd look up and I'd be like, is he looking at me? No, he's not looking at me. Okay, I'll go back to reading. Like, it was really cute. So,
I don't know. Did you go up by yourself or did you bring your friends?
I would wreck him.
Yeah.
No. He,
fuck a couple beer cans down there.
Right. And now that I have a hemorrhoid, I have to be the top. I'm sorry.
A couple black dudes in that shit too.
On a good day. So, dude,
Spagnolas.
I actually went early. I actually went by myself. Not early. I actually went by myself the first day.
I get dark.
It's funny.
It's a family thing.
Yeah, I went black and then I went back. As they say that doesn't happen, but I did. You know.
Oh, you like all the flavors of tea and coffee.
Yeah, it's like a rainbow with me. And I lean Latin. I always have.
Was that intended to be a pun?
Rick Spank Bank is the United Colors of Benetton.
You were going to say the United Nations.
I was going for the that.
Oh, see, and I was
there.
Thinking Russia has veto power. So,
Spunk.
Okay.
So anyway,
I still don't get it. But moving on.
Did you commune with Jesus this weekend?
Yes, I started actually my Saturday by doing like a long form like a meditation thing.
Have you started flagellating?
Felt way better. And then me and Jesus went to Virginia City. And then I skipped church on Sunday and went to Virginia City a second time with Russell. And he didn't bury anything, although I told him about how anything he buried would be an Indian.
Rad.
He thought that was pretty funny.
Did he think it was a good idea?
Oh, yeah, awesome. Totally. Will you
bury this for me, bro?
No, it's an Indian burial ground.
Can't touch it.
That's awesome.
So yeah.
I'll call my own eminent domain.
And I went to a party with at Carlos was house sitting, and I went there, and he invited three other gay guys, and the five of us all carved pumpkins and then hung out and watched horror movies.
Super.
So that was super gay, and they were really gay, and they were all adorable. So
I've been on the horror-thon something every day of the month.
We saw Evil Dead and Poltergeist.
Nice.
That's a good, right?
Yeah, we've been watching scary movies too all month. And
what are your favorites that you've watched so far?
I would have to say Kevin Smith's Tusk. Definitely.
Okay.
Funny, but also like scary, disturbing.
I was thinking about watching.
New. It's a new classic to me. Like,
I was thinking about watching Vulgar the Clown this month.
Speaking of
creepy Kevin Smith movies.
Yeah. That's a good one. It's disturbing.
And Halloween clowns are, and the other stuff.
Yeah, that's creepy. Clowns are disturbing. Rape is disturbing.
Shakes the Clown is also a good movie for this month.
Oh, yeah. Love Shakes the Clown, man.
Because alcoholism is scary. And it's not a joke.
Yeah, and mimes are scary and should be.
Mimes are fucking evil and should be shot. No, I'm not advocating you kill anybody. Just maybe a form of art.
That's right.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Robin Williams. But he was in that Shakes a Clown. He's the mime, right?
So a friend of mine was coming up with too soon Halloween costume ideas.
Uh-huh.
One would be sexy ISIS.
Ooh.
Another could be sexy Barack Obama.
How the hell does that work?
Another could be
like
sexy,
cross-dressing
sexy dead Robin Williams.
Too soon. I'm sorry, too soon.
No.
I delight in these things. I'm a horrible
The only
person
who can dress up like Joan Rivers is a Joan Rivers impersonator.
Sexy Joan Rivers. Like in a bikini as she was a couple days ago. Yeah.
We're Walking Dead.
Right.
Creepy, man.
I'm stoked
that started.
Angel, how about yourself? You been watching anything horror related this month?
Not as much as I would like to. Probably like the scariest thing I've been watching is like this stupid Ghost Adventures marathon that's been going on. The majority of the time,
it counts.
Yeah, it really does. But at the same time, I would like to sit down and actually watch a movie from time to time, but. I mean, I work 10-hour days, so it's just, I get home,
you know what
I pass the fuck
instead
out.
Instead of doing a ghost hunter thing, you know what else would count? Going to Virginia City and taking the ghost tour of one of the hotels, like the Washoe Club.
I tried to do that once. I think it was last year with a couple people that I know. And I was with the girl
unless
I was dating at the time.
Well, that's what I'm. Okay, yeah, but
yeah,
take
no,
a girl.
No, yeah, it was me, the girl I was dating at the time, her older brother, her brother's best friend, and her little sister, and we went up to Virginia City.
I saw porn like that once.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
What? It's called Taboo, circa 1978, I believe.
So we went up to Virginia City to try and do this whole ghost thing.
So what's so bad about incest then?
Oh, Nick, stop interrupting.
There's a really big list with that one anyway. No, we went up there to try and do some ghost hunting just because her older brother's really into it. So we went up there and...
Did he have gadgets?
All he had was like this really... it was just a really cheap like voice recorder.
Okay.
And then we all
not
had,
like transistors.
No.
Where he's like gauging the area. Yeah.
That would have been cool, but no.
Ghostbuster stuff.
And when we finally got to Virginia City, it was just like barren. Like not a damn person out in the street, not a single car passing by. And it was only like probably 10:30. So we're like, what the fuck is going on? So we're like, screw it. We went to the Washoe Club. Everything's closed. We're like, hey, you know what? Screw this. Let's go to the cemetery. So we went over there and, everyone's like, oh, dude, we're so down. Let's do this. And then we see a big ass sign that says, oh, by the way, if you come over here when it's dark, you will be arrested on site.
Yeah.
So we're like,
ah.
Yeah. It's vandalism, and they're afraid of, people like steal shit out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll be able to break off pieces of tombstone.
Yeah, it's totally closed at sundown. Yeah.
No, but the cool thing about it was, though, as we were like debating, I was like, okay, should we do it? No, this guy's got priors. I don't know. Maybe this is a bad idea. No, let's totally do it. We kind of looked off in the distance.
It's always the dumbest thing in the world to get picked up for.
Oh, Jesus. Right. What are you in for? So
ghost hunting.
I was ghost hunting.
No, but right
bend over.
Right as we were about to leave, we saw these like little like ominous lights off in the distance. We're like, oh, it's probably a car. And then we see an actual car come up from the left, from around the bend, and we're like, there's no cars over there. So we're like, okay, let's book it. Let's go. So yeah. I love that show.
Awesome. Well, hey, should we do a phone call or a song?
Let's do a song and then a phone call.
All right, we're gonna
do
a
song. Do you have a lot of songs?
Call.
I mean, how many can you just bust out with on the show tonight?
Just like off the top of my head.
I never got you a fucking music stand, huh?
No, actually.
Is that the first song or is it the second song?
No, I can do that one second. Okay, I mean, I have it on a bar stool right here. It's just still fairly new.
I'm such a dork.
Oh, so we're getting new material today?
Yeah, actually. I've been working on this song for, God, I don't even know how many years, just up until recently. I finally just kind of snapped in my head, and I was like literally sitting in a corner just, yeah, I probably should find a piece of paper.
Keep going,
keep talking. I'm just making a phone call. Sorry.
Well, and then the bottle of rum ran out, and I went outside, realized I didn't have my pants on, and that's when I decided to go inside, find my keys, and that my dribble.
Good evening.
Hey, Jenny Pez Dispenser.
Jenny Pez.
Welcome to the show.
Worst Little Podcast.
How are you doing tonight, babe?
Hello.
I'm wonderful, Daddy. How are you?
Excellent. We're having a great time here with Angel Garcia, a.k.a. Toxic Blind.
Is that really your name?
I'm scared now. I like Toxic Blind, so it's like Shay's Tavern.
Wait, what?
Hey, now.
Okay.
Hey, now. We were just talking about Shay's in 3 a.m. Anyway,
I know, right?
Jenny, remind me, why am I calling you today?
Because I'm fucking super awesome and the number one comedian with a vagina in Northern Nevada right now.
Hey. Yeah. Officially voted in the R&R's Best of 2014.
Officially. I got to go to the awards show. It was fun.
You and your vag?
Me and my badge. The food was terrible, though. My badge even said so. Sorry, Brian. Please put me on the cover.
It's okay. It's okay. He doesn't listen.
He might, though. You never know. He's getting huge.
You never know.
Literally. You never know.
Anyway,
some shows coming up or what?
You're calling me mainly because on
you've
November,
got a show.
I have a show. I'm recording again with Dogwater Studios. Breakthrough's the best.
Live
on Saturday, November 1st.
Very
Nevada
cool.
Day, or when we celebrate.
Very,
Nevada.
Very, very exciting.
Yeah, it's Nevada Day
amazing.
Holiday weekend.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact. And did you know, fun fact, that this Nevada Day also marks the day that Nevada was incepted into the United States as a state?
Yeah, it's what, 150?
Yeah, 150, right?
Yeah, so it's like a double Nevada Day. Not
damn
only
right.
Is it,
not just no regular one.
Oh. Yeah, that isn't just Halloween. It's also really Nevada Day on Nevada Day.
Cool.
I'm thinking about throwing on some Clapper Red and joining a parade somewhere.
I'm actually going to be
Why
in the
not?
Parade.
Who's going to stop you? Nobody.
Nope.
Campers are like bikers without the bike.
And I can just walk into any parade just wearing a Clamper t-shirt and get in the middle of two groups and just start waving at people. And I'm part of the fucking parade because I'm a Clamper.
Yeah? You can with Julia.
They're like, who's that guy? You're like, I'm just a Clamper. Shut up. They're like, all right.
I'm taking my kid in the parade. Clamper. Fuck it. This is my orphan.
This is my orphan.
Never seen Rory at the meetings.
Don't tell her that. Okay. Though, because then she'll start questioning you. She'll be like, was I an orphan?
I don't go either.
Hey, I went this summer.
I'm sorry.
Jenny. We got distracted about something else. Anyway.
Your boys. Boys are like dogs. They go squirrel, squirrel. That's what boys do. I'm used to it.
Well, and what do girls do?
So at first, we tend to be thuggish. We're like, fuck that squirrel. Booze, shoes, cool.
Money.
Fuck that squirrel.
Money.
Money. Oh, yeah, money's definitely. You can distract us with money.
Coke.
That's easy.
Coke.
If a girl's ever arguing with you, just pull out a $100 bill, and it's like a cat with one of those pointer things. We're like, what? We'll follow that shit around. And then we try to grab it, and it disappears. We will still look for it. We'll be like, we saw that hunter somewhere. Where the fuck did that hunter
go?
That's how girls are. Sorry. We are like that, though.
Where's this show going to be at?
Yeah, where is your show?
It's going to be at our, what's our home bar? What's our favorite bar currently?
Jub Jub's Thirst Bar.
Jub Jub, woo!
Yeah!
Woo!
Fuck you,
Jub. Everybody loves Jub.
Main bar or main stage?
Main bar.
Excellent.
Main bar.
Excellent.
I like to keep it close. I like to be able to touch people. I like to be touched. So, you know.
Oh.
I don't mind. I got my lesbian army that tends to sit in the front row and mock me. But they're cool.
So is it November 1st, Jub Jub's, what time?
Well, we want you to get there kind of early because we have seating, since it is seats. So I suggest early, but we'll probably start pretty close to exactly 9.
Okay. And now, explain to the audience.
Special announcement that I'm letting you guys know right now. It's a special announcement.
Okay.
No one else knows this yet. Okay. Only specifically for your show because I just found out myself. At midnight, it's my birthday.
You just
so
found that out.
How did you just find that out?
Did your mom just tell you that?
Ooh, post-war is playing your birthday at the end of the show.
Oh, my God. That's fucking really cool.
That is pretty super.
Told me the other day that I said, hey, I want to close out my comedy show. We're also going to have Meg Simons on the show, and Cliff McGrady will be on the show as well as
funny
my
as
openers.
Fuck.
But I talked to Suda, and I said, hey, would you be interested? Because between the comics, we're only going to do about an hour and a half. Would you be interested in playing? And he said yes.
Very cool.
Fucking rad.
That sounds like a party.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget, Monday next week, the 20th, Kittenhead is playing at Shays.
Oh, we love them.
Yeah.
After the football game.
Rad.
And I'm going to be opening for Kittenhead.
Those are some talented legends.
I don't know if the show will run before that, but it's going to be pretty freaking awesome.
That sounds cool.
That's an awesome
We'll have to man. Whip
is.
Through
it's
the show to
amazing.
Get down
you
there.
You can catch the last of the football game, get your drink on for a minute, and then watch Kittenhead and me, because I'm opening for them.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
You and your badge.
My badge is going to walk out on stage before I do. I can't let her go anywhere in Shays, though. She usually ends up calling me for a cab like 2 days late.
It's starting to remind me of a King Missile song I once heard.
It is. Mine's a detachable vagina. Sometimes I have to go into Shays and drag her off the bar going, but he's really cool. We just met. You whore. Like, yeah, I'm not a whore. Pulled out her little package of condoms. It's terrible. My vagina's a bitch.
You're awesome, Jenny. God. I love you a lot, Jenny. Thanks for letting us bug you for a couple minutes. Everybody,
no, thank you. I love you guys. I love the show. Worst Little Podcast. Even when I'm famous, we'll still be the Worst Little Podcast.
Hell yeah. Come out and see the show at Jub Jub's November 1st, 9 o'clock. Get there early. There is seating. This is a live comedy album recording. So be ready to laugh and make noise and have a good time with your friend, Jenny Pez.
And post-war.
Awesome. Love you, Rory. Love you long time. Bye, Toxic Avenger guy. I don't even know who you are. Love you, though. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Chicks put out for jokes.
Nice, Chewy.
Yeah, and Jenny was talking about her triangle.
I like a nice, ugly triangle, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember Chewy saying
that. That's a good one, though, huh?
I like a nice, ugly triangle, if you know what I'm saying. Hey, girl.
Sorry. Okay.
And hey, look who the cat drug in.
Who just stopped by?
I'd like to welcome to the microphone, Magic Larry Cooper.
That was a hell of an introduction. Yeah. Hi, guys.
Hi, Larry.
It's crazy.
You're talking into the mic, Larry.
Just talking about how magical you were.
Yeah.
Magic Larry and
his
mini Cooper.
Before the show, or was that on the air?
I don't know. Sometimes I just think
I think
things.
It was on the show.
Oh, far out.
So I was here paying Rick for my last session. I'm working on the new album right now.
You know how he pays.
We just finished. Sexually. Very, very
sexually.
We
just finished.
Sexually.
I didn't hear a lighter finished. Click.
Right. Oh, well, we try to keep some things quiet.
Yeah.
That was actually Larry's voice.
Wait, Larry, you know Angel here, right?
Yeah,
we met a few times.
Just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, open micers, both of you. That's how you came within our music family. So while we're all sitting here, Angel, you got your guitar in your lap. Play a fucking song now. All
righty then.
Please.
No problem.
Please. Thank you.
God, Rory, so rude.
Plazzy? It's so hard to say. Pliassa? I can't get it.
If you don't mind.
Cascading down like a teardrop from your face. Memories of the past flooding your eyes. There's gotta be more than this. Something in life we must have missed. I'd like to think it gets better with time, but it won't, and you don't understand the reasons why. I'd like to sit with you for a while, try to make you smile, try to make you smile. I know that I'm not ideal, I'm probably not the one you're searching for, but I'll be here to hold your head up high, to wipe away your tears until the day we die. There's gotta be more than this. Something in life we must have missed. I'd like to think it gets better with time, but it won't, and I don't understand the reasons why. I'd like to sit with you for a while, try to make you smile, try to make you smile. There's gotta be more than this. Something in life we must have missed. I'd like to think it gets better with time, but it won't, and we don't understand the reasons why. I'd like to sit with you for a while, try to make you smile, try to make you smile.
Nice.
Oh,
cool. You wrote that?
Yeah, and this pick broke.
Look at you all.
Oh, no.
Do you need a new plectrum?
Pierced up and tatted up and your two-tone funky hair and you're all black wearing. And then you're going to sing all pretty.
It's a folk song.
Bubblegum punk rock.
You a Billy Bragg fan?
Not too much.
Oh. I just thought the punk rock folk thing, you might like Billy Bragg.
Now, do you play the acoustic guitar by choice or default?
I'd say by choice. I mean, I did start out with the acoustic guitar. I mean, this was the first instrument actually handed to me.
Right. Literally that one?
Yeah, literally this one.
Nice.
I've had this thing for, I think, going on 10 years now.
Very cool.
What kind is that?
It's an Azalea, I think that's how you pronounce it.
Azalea?
Azalea, maybe. I don't know.
Azalea. It's a kind of flowering plant.
Cool. I've never heard of that brand.
The more you know.
Looks like a good guitar.
Yeah, I mean, this thing has been through fucking hell.
Sounds like a banger. Yeah.
So how long have you been? So you've had the guitar for 10 years. How long you've been playing like music out in public with people and bands and yourself?
Everything like music related started around, I don't know, maybe. Yeah, I'd say around the same time I got the guitar.
This would have made you about like what, eight? 10?
No. Around like 13.
I give you 12.
No. So what was that, Angel, like 10 years ago or something?
Yeah, around that.
So you've been playing for like 10 years.
Yeah.
So as long as you've been masturbating.
Hey, it's longer than me.
Yeah, no, I've...
You've been masturbating longer?
Oh, wow.
He said,
know.
Yeah, no.
You should isolate longer than me from Rory.
Because, as we all know... Hi, I have a really small penis.
Thank you. Boy, that was quick. Huh?
You were on it, Rick. Good job. Sexually.
But I'm sure it's not very good.
All right.
He came out with that real quick.
Yeah.
Like your mom.
Wow.
No, when it comes to music, though, I mean, I did start out with a guitar. I was a pretty big band kid in, like, middle school, high school, that
like
kind of
band.
Stuff. Yeah, like band.
Band.
When did you make the shift from being nerdy band kid to punk rock kid? At what age did that occur?
Or did it simmer underneath all of the band?
What instrument did you play in band?
I started out with the trumpet, moved to the mellophone, then the French horn. Mm-hmm. It's kind of all in the same.
The what phone?
A mellophone. It's basically an obese trumpet.
You made that up.
No, it's an obese trumpet,
really?
Basically.
Okay.
You cool. know what it means, Rick? He's got really strong lips.
That's true.
And he told me they didn't have a feeling in one hand, and I thought that, and in my head, I thought that means that if he jacks off with that hand, it seems like somebody else is doing it.
No, I've actually tried that. It really doesn't work.
Oh, that sucks. Well, let me just have my little fantasy.
Okay. Of being that other hand.
No, he's not my type. He's too tall.
Yeah, you like him short.
I don't know if I'm offended or relieved.
No, I like him small enough that
imagine
they mouth
living
off,
here
knock
for
him
four
around.
Years, 8 years, or however long it was.
But he does fit the Latino.
Oh, yeah.
Totally, yeah.
Punk rock Latino nice. Thing,
oh,
tattoos.
That's where it's at, yeah. right?
Rick likes him young and dumb. I mean,
thanks.
I always said dumb looking.
Yes.
They can be smart. They just have to be dumb looking. I'm into that.
Definitely offended.
Well, tattoos and piercings make us all look like dumb, white trash, low self-esteemers. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, and I don't think you're dumb looking, but that's what I want out of my... never mind.
Oh, Rick likes the guys who look like they're perpetually asleep or high. And kind of
exactly.
And kind of and laugh all...
Just perma-fried.
Like quiet and dumb laugh. Yeah, that's what Rick likes.
You're fucking sad.
Terrible.
Anyway, should we do another song?
Well, Larry Cooper, what are you doing here?
Yeah. Larry! I forgot. So
he was paying money.
So you another song,
you
for
let,
God's sake.
You let him in
you
the room
hang
and
out for
forgot,
the rest of the episode?
He's here.
I don't think he has that
I'll
much
I'll be
time.
Around for a minute. I got some
yeah, what have you been doing?
Well,
me and Larry,
something real quick.
Me and Larry
have
been
doing?
Putting together his CD, and it's been real hell of fun. So.
I'm going to be sitting on this album till I suspect like April of the new year, which is really
April
shitty.
Of 2020.
Yeah, put it on April Fool's.
We've been
have
working
nothing
on it,
too.
You'll make millions.
We've been working on this for a long time. I've been working on it for 7 or 8 months now, from conception to now. It's finished. I'm waiting on album artwork, and I'll be having a fundraiser about February-ish. I don't have a date pinned down. It will be at my house, and it will be a formal event, which will be fun. A formal event with booze, mind
cool.
you.
You have to have booze at formal events.
Well, not always, but anyway...
That's why I suggest a flask.
Larry's place is party central, you guys. It's
no,
all
it's
like,
not.
Oh,
it's always
awesome.
The same 8 people.
But they're
always
partying. Yeah, it's fucking great. Let's go over there.
Could
and everybody's hanging
could
out.
Could I probably
and...
name half of these people?
Yes. You can name all of
you
them.
You can name all of them.
Yeah. In a second. Yeah.
I only hang out with one group of people because I don't like many other people.
Fair enough. They're going to leave you high and dry.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Cooper,
we're not supposed
none
to talk
of those
about
people
that
are your friends.
No, we're not supposed to talk about that. So, yeah, I'm really excited about the new album. It's my first like semi-professional undertaking. As you know, my first album was bedroom recording all the way.
One of my first reviews in the Reno Tahoe Tonight.
I think the review in the RGJ was something like, sounds like a frustrated punk rocker awaiting responses to Craigslist ads.
Whoa.
But, you know, was that Brad?
Mind you, that
no,
was...
No, that was RGJ, so that either would have been Mark or Mike Sion.
That was... It actually was Brad Bynum, but I don't...
Oh, that's the news review.
Now, here's the thing, though. Looking back on it, like, now that I'm, like, a good year away from releasing that album, he was totally right.
I want to say I love that album, and I fucking put that album in my mix of all the songs I have. That plays in my truck to this day, and I don't put any local bands in my truck.
Oh, yeah. I drove around with that CD regularly and listened to it a number of times because I liked it.
I love the music.
From beginning to end.
Thank you.
It was the whole album was a piece I enjoyed listening to.
You know,
pick out any one individual song. There were weaknesses,
yeah.
But as a whole, I thought it was a very successful EP.
Technical horrors.
But the music itself was fine. It didn't wreck it.
It was fucking. It's fucking. Oh my god.
That's where my horrible ear comes in handy. I can just hear the music, and I don't
just
know
the technical shit. Out.
I don't notice the difference because I'm a dummy. I just like music, and yeah.
It was the whole message, right? Yeah, well, I mean, it was an obvious effort. It was something that I recorded over the course of a year living in Phoenix, Arizona, right before I moved here. I finished the last song when I got here. And
did you ever at any time have a Craigslist ad out looking
Exactly. Here's the thing. I completely did. On a regular basis.
Okay, so not only was he right, he was totally right.
Exactly. He was spot the fuck
on. Not a metaphor.
Let's remember, Walt, Brad Bynum, the worst thing that he ever wrote about anybody that I'm aware of was Slut Fungus. And they recorded their album here. It sounded really good.
Didn't he basically say this is the worst album I've ever heard?
It's so brilliant what he said, and it's so horrible. He said it has some good riffs, but not enough to justify its existence.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I read Brad's article on just recently on Greg Golden, and I'm not going to go on the air and say anything bad about anybody, but I loved that article. It was fucking brilliant.
Was he down on it, or would
Google
he love it?
Well,
or?
He didn't say anything bad. He just let them say it themselves. I'm sorry. You might want to edit that out later.
No,
we're going to Google edit that shit. Yeah.
I don't get the joke.
Look that all up, everybody, right now.
Yeah,
overload the server.
Go look at the RTT.
All 15 of you. Overload that server.
It was a really great article.
Brad has always been. He's a sharp writer, reviewer.
I don't trust a reviewer who loves everything.
Well,
you have to hate
some
stuff, or I don't believe what you say.
And his review was honest. At the time, I was really, like, totally bummed out about it. It was my first printed review ever. I was, like, heartbroken that somebody didn't absolutely love what I was doing. Looking back on it, that review was honest, and it was spot the fuck on. And I have no issue with it anymore. Like, it's a good review.
Very cool.
So, yeah. Well, I'm really excited about the new one. Sorry.
Yeah, the new one. Fucking. So you recorded a bunch of tracks with what's the other guy's name?
With Competent Recording.
No,
from Rick.
No. That's the really fun
thing. Yeah,
we didn't record the album here. He recorded it with some other guy, and we just got to take the tracks and like polish it out, finish it off, and record some vocals.
Master it.
I recorded the album with Jason Hanna, who is
did a great job
from Seattle, Washington. He's kind of a crazy dude in all the
and that's
back
and moved away.
And he actually
and it wasn't
directly after like finishing my album when it was not entirely perfectly finished. He moved randomly, took off, moved away, and sent me the tracks, and that was it.
He's done.
So yeah, and so I brought it to Rick for mastering, and we re-recorded all the vocals here, which gave him a much cleaner sound. And yeah,
Who you gonna call? Spagnola.
That's right.
So your album, Larry, is it just you and your guitar? Is it you, guitar, bass, drums?
It's another full accompaniment. I actually had Carter Stellan, Michelle Bell, and Adam Springob on the album.
Those same people at the party house. Right.
My friends.
I was thinking of other people, entirely different people.
Yeah, of course you are.
Yeah.
So I got them to agree to be on my album. and they were amazing. Michelle did a good bulk of the bass. Carter did all the drums. Adam did drums on one song. And it became kind of a collective where I had a really defined set vision for what this album was going to be at the end. When I wrote it, it became a lot greater than the sum of its parts, where everybody that was involved had input on what the final product was going to sound like. And yeah, I'm very really, cool. really
Are
excited.
They going to be your live band to play these songs?
No,
the
I...
no, he'll just get up with that acoustic guitar. He doesn't want to yeah. pay them for that.
Dude, you did the whole Jew thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Chewy.
I don't have a band, and I don't have enough money to pay for a band, especially after writing this album and recording this album. But I actually plan to push this album for a little bit and start a new project within the next couple of years here. I don't want to play with myself anymore.
Hey now.
Rick, will you also isolate that, please?
Pretty tired sexually of playing with myself.
All right. We're kind of on a little time crunch here.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys.
Thank
Angel,
you.
Let's have another song. Stick around, Larry. We're going to do the quiz here in just a second.
All right. Thanks.
Larry, can you stay?
I can stay for a minute, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Angel, set this up.
Andy Garcia.
Yeah, words in front of you and a music stand. Is this a new song?
This song is fairly new. I've been writing it for a while, but like I said earlier, it was just kind of one day I just kind of
snapped.
Yeah, just snapped. I was like, I should probably get a pen.
Nice.
Which was why this little piece of paper is right here.
Are you mad that Larry hijacked your show?
No.
I was like, fucking Larry's such a dick.
Thanks.
Are you going to kick his ass at the end of the show?
I might do something. Oh, I don't know about kick it.
Whoa.
You know, in my
I was going to say he'd destroy Larry, but maybe I should say he'd destroy Larry's ass.
And I got to say, Larry, in my homo fantasies, you would be the bottom in that coupling. I'm
sorry.
Of course I would.
You're the bottom in most couplings. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
sorry. But you do it really
I think
great.
The only way Larry gets to be at top is if the bottom is like Jared.
Oh, little Jared.
Little slud fungus. Little slud fungus Jared.
Oh, God. That's so fucked up.
And if you guys made a porno, Brad Bynum would hate it.
And just in case you're listening, yeah, fuck you, midget.
Oh, I love you, Jared.
I do too.
Don't ever let him. You hit Rory in the balls.
We're going to hold him for you.
Yeah, we will.
Give him a good punch in the balls.
All right, let's hear a song from
let's have a song.
Our actual guest right now.
Ooh. Something's wrong.
Oh, no.
I think a string is broke.
What is this?
Are we tuned up?
Yeah, do you want to tune that? You got the little tuner there still?
Yeah, no, I just hit the wrong fucking string. I'm retarded. It's cool.
Take two.
Okay. It's my own stupidity.
And a one, and a two, and a...
Pain subside, please.
tell me when the rain will fall and wash away my sick and twisted smile. No one can save you, your fist to the floor, clutching the memories fading once more. The wall shut behind you and everyone screams. The glass shatters down, now everyone's free. Please tell me when the rain will fall and wash away my sick and twisted smile. You've seen what I've become and scream your worst enemy has always been me.
God, you look so tough, and then it's like dark, dissonant Cure song.
I know, right?
Like, are you emo? Like, you're totally...
I hide my scars with tattoos.
Like I said, bubblegum punk rock. But,
dude,
but the bubblegum is made of sadness.
It's a dark waltz that I sing for you now. You know, that's fucking... That was rad.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, well, thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I kind of feel a little bad about that because I mean I can't even read my own fucking handwriting, so I kind of
it's all right.
Misread some of the.
No, this is a live show.
It's fine.
Yeah. Everything's cool. Everything's
speaking of a live show, let's hustle this up and play my music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, Richard. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and germs, perverts and freaks of all ages and persuasions, this is the worst little quiz in the world, and I'm going to ask our guest this week some very embarrassing and personal questions, and then judge them. Judge them from my lofty perch on high. Are you ready to play?
I'm scared.
I don't know.
Larry looks really uncomfortable. Larry, can you fit this inside of you?
What? Can I fit what inside of me?
Never mind. Moving along, Angel. Angel, trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first? Your lover, your brother, or your mother?
I'm going to have to say my mom. She's kind of fat. I love her to death. I love
a lot
her to
of
death,
love in that but... family because there's lots of mom to go around.
Moving on.
Larry, same question to you, my friend. Trapped on the desert island, who do you cannibalize first? I believe your previous answer was, in fact, your brother, Chris.
Wow.
Does that answer change?
And then who's going to videotape the documentary about being on the island?
I think I'm going to have to say my lover, because...
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Oh!
She's sitting in the other room, by the way.
Yeah!
First time ever that the person picked is sitting next to me, and I got to see their reaction.
Yeah. Excellent.
I love you, baby. I'm kidding.
No, he'd kill you in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you're done. Sorry.
That, you can tell by that creepy little mustache he has.
It's a dead giveaway.
All right, question number two. What was the first album you ever bought, Angel? Angel, the first album. Top 40 music, indie music, garage music, snuff films.
First album, I think it was a Good Charlotte album. Yeah.
Negative 10 points.
Yeah.
Larry, your first album.
It was a Coheed and Cambria album with an obscenely long title.
Riku, can you repeat that?
Dirty Cocksucker.
Yeah, that'll work too. Yeah, you guys kind of failed that question.
I was 13.
What was the first rock show you had? I saw fucking Tiffany, and that's more hardcore than Coheed and Cambria.
First rock show.
First rock show, Larry.
I saw the Bronx open up for the Strokes at the Hard Rock in Las Vegas.
The who?
That's not bad.
Open up for the Strokes?
The Bronx. Like? They're like a New York hardcore punk band, actually.
I bet they're from New York.
opening up for the Strokes. It was actually a cool show.
That sounds like a good show.
That's
like,
not what, bad.
5 years ago or something?
For me,
it was a long time ago. I was like...
It's cool. For me, it was a band called Red on Strike. They're a punk band out of California.
Punk band I've never heard of. Way more points. That's legit.
What are they called again?
Red on Strike.
Red on Strike.
Okay. Does it have to do with communists or periods?
Well, the lead singer is a woman, so I'm going to go...
Period! That's excellent. How often do you touch yourself?
I actually can't remember the last time I have.
Wow.
Oh, my God. See me after the show.
Now I'm terrified.
So you're like emo and you don't touch yourself.
Well, no, I just...
There's a lot of pent-up rage in this young man.
You a big Morrissey fan, dude?
Do you punch dumpsters late at night and just work that out of yourself?
No. I just got out of a 2-year relationship. So somebody else was taking care of it. Exactly. I didn't have to do it.
And since then, you've been sad.
So much tail he hasn't had time to touch it.
I will neither confirm nor deny that last comment.
But remember, that's how masturbation feels about you too. Larry, how often do you touch yourself?
I haven't had to in a while. I have a lovely...
That was not
girl.
The question.
That is not the question. How often do you? Because you when, haven't had when, to in a while. You're a okay. man. You still do it.
Yeah, all right. When I need to, like at least once a day. Every couple days, maybe.
All right. Yeah, good answer.
Normal, healthy
Very
young
good.
Man.
Yeah, even while you get it, you should spank it every day, ladies and gentlemen.
don't be ashamed.
Keep that stamina up.
Girls, too. Even when you're getting it, touch yourself at least once a day. Just keep the motor on.
keep it warm.
When you search the internet for inspiration for such activities, and I know you do, at least on occasion, what are your favorite keywords in your search to jerk?
Angel.
Angel.
I'd probably say petite. Like petite. A small, skinny girl.
So Larry
so
would be perfect
like
for you.
So you're like a big dude. You're a big dude who likes little tiny girls he can just pick up and throw around.
I love someone I can just, you know, manhandle, just flip them upside down, whatever, throw them on the
Little
bed.
Itty-bitty pink nipples.
I can't wait for this, for you to get famous and us have this conversation.
Yes.
Oh, God, right?
When the allegations start arising. Larry. What do you look for? What do you look for in a hot internet movie?
Big tits.
Big tits. Going with a very classic answer.
Yeah, well,
classic answer.
Pretty simple guy.
Your girlfriend's in the other room, you say?
Yeah.
All right. I don't actually have the questions in front of me.
How about this one, Larry Cooper? Who is the most famous
and most
interesting person you have ever met? They could be the same person or two different people.
Shit, man. I haven't even met anybody. This sucks.
As a follow-up, who in all of history would you have a fist fight with? Start the fist fight with. You pick the fight.
I picked a fight.
You must be the aggressor.
Barney. Fuck Barney. Fuck the guy.
That's
Barney
a good one. Yeah, I would.
Fictional character does not count.
No, the actual guy inside.
The guy in the suit
during filming in front of children.
A fucking creep. That guy.
Yeah.
Was to dress up as a purple dinosaur and hug children all day long.
Yeah.
It's just kind of not right.
Okay.
Hey, if I was making rent every month, I would put on a purple dinosaur outfit. All right.
Okay.
Angel,
Larry's never met anybody.
Who would you start a round of fisticuffs with? You don't have to finish it. Just start.
And then follow-up question.
Yeah,
and then famous person. Excuse me, Nick. I cut you off there.
Someone I would start a fist fight with. I'd say Tiger Woods.
Ooh. Nice original.
Good.
Just so I can beat the just so I can attempt to beat a black man and an Asian.
Oh, all at the same time.
Exactly, because they both got those, like...
Spoken like a true Mexican! Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste.
Hey, he was making a racial joke. I get to make a racial joke because I've sucked a dick. Okay, I'm moving on.
I'm not going to lie, that was going towards the racy kind of thing. Anyway, moving on. And for Nick's question, famous, I've met Mike Ness from Social D over at Amoeba Records once.
Nice guy.
Nice place.
Yeah, he was a decent guy. He was kind of like standoffish because I was just like, wait, you're Mike Ness. Yeah. Right. It was one of those conversations.
I'm stoned and I just want to buy records. Would you leave me alone?
Pretty much,
I was hoping nobody would recognize me.
Pretty much.
What, I want to know. Oh,
go ahead, Rick.
I want to know, have either one of you ever, well, have you ever tasted your own number three?
What?
Come.
The white pea.
I can't say
ask
that
Ask by name.
I can't say that I have.
Oh, okay. I was disappointed by the answer. I'm sorry.
That's a no.
I was hoping Larry was going to give us the shit happens answer. Not proud of it, but yeah, it's happened. Like, you just go and send it into your mouth, you know.
No. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
No, I just get a teaspoon out every time. And
it's good. It's good.
Like creamy Japanese
I even
porn.
Think that's gross.
They say it helps your fingernails grow or some shit.
Ew.
No, that's your pee kills fungus.
Oh, it helps you sing like Rod Stewart.
Poor Rod.
You need to get your moisturizer on the inside of your throat as well as your neckline.
Ew. For your throat.
Ew.
Ha ha ha.
Hello, I'm Phil Collins, and I back up this idea.
Okay, Nick, rapid fire questions. Let's rescue this quiz, please.
Angel, Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
All right. Clash or the Sex Pistols?
Clash.
Sex Pistols.
All right. Misfits or Dead Kennedys?
Oh, Dead Kennedys.
Fuck. Dead Kennedys, I guess.
All right. Zeppelin or The Who?
Zeppelin.
Fuck Zeppelin, The Who.
All right. Oh. So these guys are like polar opposites a little bit. Would you rather eat pizza or tacos?
Tacos.
All right. Would you rather have them from Taco Bell or Jim Boy's?
Jim Boy's.
Same for you, pizza or tacos?
Pizza.
Would you rather have it from like Pizza Hut or Round Table?
Round Table.
Okay. Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Fucking blind, for sure.
Blind.
Would you rather eat pussy or steak?
Shit.
Not one of the options.
You're going with the third answer, shit?
Yeah, I'll say shit.
Wow, bold answer. Might just take the lead here. Angel?
Does it taste like steak?
No, it is pussy-flavored pussy and steak-flavored steak.
I'm going to have to go with steak-flavored steak.
And the pussy is sans bacon. No bacon.
No bacon.
I think I'm going to go with steak-flavored steak.
Steak-flavored steak.
Okay, would you rather be...
And Larry, on record, would rather eat shit than either pussy or steak. On record.
He's
on
a
record,
cheap date, then.
He's a comedian.
Should I have to feed him lunch?
Did you have one dog water date?
Yes, would you rather be gay or ginger?
Gay.
That's not fair.
Faggot.
Amen.
He's half of both right now.
Go ahead, Angel.
Come on, give us an answer.
I'm going to go with gay.
Nobody wants
That's
to be
usually
ginger.
The correct answer anyway.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of faggots.
Makes me feel much better.
Would you brush your teeth with Crest or Colgate?
I don't really fucking care.
I don't brush my teeth.
Oh, wow.
Do you floss?
Gotta have good oral hygiene, son.
That's what the whiskey's for.
You don't floss, okay. let's go with midgets or jockeys?
I don't even know what the fuck that
question
is.
I don't even know what that question means either. Let's
where the hell did that come from?
I would like to say I picked jockeys.
More athletic?
Jockeys are hot. Oh, my God.
All right.
You just like them because they know how to straddle a horse.
Exactly.
Wow. That's actually a very insightful comment.
Yeah.
Angel just got an extra 100 points there for being all smart.
Horse cock. Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Joe.
Fuck Pepsi.
Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
All right. Weed or Coke?
Coke.
Weed.
You know, he's down on Led Zeppelin and weed. He's totally anti-hippie.
Weed or beer?
Weed or beer? Go ahead.
Weed.
Beer.
All right.
You guys are on the opposite side of the party spectrum.
AIDS or cancer?
What the fuck kind of question is that? Are you asking?
Gotta have one.
Are you asking which I prefer to get?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
I'm gonna. Fuck, man. I'm gonna go with cancer.
AIDS.
Be bold, Larry.
AIDS sounds like more fun.
It's more PC.
So what can I do in life to make men suck my dick?
Not have AIDS.
Right. It helps.
Would you Coldplay or Nickelback?
Suicide.
Okay. That's an acceptable
answer. Valid
answer,
okay. Yeah.
I don't really like either, so, you know.
Answer your question.
Coldplay, I guess.
Can I ask?
Go ahead.
Coldplay or a cold sore?
Cold sore.
Coldplay or a cold sore?
I already get cold sores, so...
Hey!
All right, so the Nickelback question is obviously
you said
herpes.
That so proud.
Nickelback or herpes?
Oh, fuck. Nickelback.
Oh!
I don't want herpes. That shit's terrible.
That's what a cold sore is, you dumb son of a bitch.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
if you're going to kill yourself, you might as well just have the herpes. You know
right?
What
might as well go out with a bang. Literally.
Oh! Ozzy or Ronnie James?
Ozzy.
Oh. It's a rare person who ever picks Ronnie James, but there are some people who prefer that. Let's go with Cheater or Cheated.
Ronnie James gave us this. Don't forget that.
He's throwing
the
up a metal
hands.
Sign, everybody.
Yeah.
He did. I fucking hate being cheated on, but I'm never going to cheat on anybody because that's fucking mean. So
have you been cheated?
You yeah. are the cheated.
Yeah. Cheated.
Cheater or cheated?
I'd rather be the cheater, but I'm mostly the cheated.
That sounds apologetic to me. It sounds like he's been a bad boy.
Have you cheated?
No. Not in the past few years. That's good. High school, maybe.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't count.
Yeah, good to know. No one knows what they were doing.
Meth or Mountain Dew?
Dude, meth. It's way more fun.
I have to agree, meth.
Mountain Dew hurts my stomach. I don't want to do that. And meth makes you feel great.
Okay.
The people who do it love it. So it
they
must
all
be good,
seem
really
like they're having such a good time.
Right.
Picking their sores.
nothing but good things for meth users.
It's so true.
All right, I got
another one. Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Okay, so if you can live in a world with either the Beatles or Star Wars, but you can't have them both, which one do you
pick? One.
I think my answer would be pretty obvious. I'm a music guy. It would be Beatles.
Yeah, Beatles.
Okay.
Well,
that was really anticlimactic.
Yeah. All right,
both of you guys just had 50 points deducted.
I had a good one. Let's just wrap it up.
All right, so even though Larry did come out with some very bold answers, since he has taken this quiz before, he did kind of phone it in. I'm going to award full points, almost full points, of 21,372 points to our guest, Angel Garcia here.
Woo!
Thank you, Angel. Woo! Angel Garcia, a.k.a. Toxic Blinds. Briefly, tell them what you told me about. What is Toxic Blinds? Why is that your Facebook name, faggot?
I used to DJ to make some cash in high school, and that kind of just popped up. I was
in the
toxic
LA area.
Blinds, like blinds,
like Venetian blinds, but toxic blinds
that kill you.
I really did. Well, the way the name came
when
around,
it filters the sun, it increases the radiation in the room. Instead of cutting it out, it adds to the UV.
Let's go
blind.
With that.
No. Tell us the story. Go.
No.
Go.
I was sitting on the couch with my girlfriend at the time, and I was like getting into art. So she showed me a website called DeviantArt.com. She's like, okay, we'll post your art up here. I'm like, okay, cool. Pick a screen name. I'm like, I'm looking around. Her brother has a Toxic logo shirt. I'm like, okay, how about Toxic? She's like, no, that's taken. Pick something else. I look around the room, and her brother just like looks out the window. He's like, how about blinds? She puts both of them in together. He's like, yep, they accepted it. Then it's been that ever since. It's my online persona, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So it really was just like random looking
It was just random
like
as shit.
No,
okay,
my boyfriend,
stuck.
George Glass. Remember that Brady Bunch?
Yeah. The Brady Bunch
was a show that used to be on in the 70s.
Didn't like the brother and sister end up like fucking or something?
Well, the actors
in real
did.
Life.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go.
And the dad was banging everybody too.
But they on the show they weren't really brother and sister, right?
Right. No.
So it was okay.
Oh, right.
They're allowed to bone.
It was
here's a story
the fictitious.
Of a lovely lady.
Right. Yeah, on the show, the only people boning were Mr. and Mrs. Brady. And if you believe urban legend, maybe
Alice was putting on
Sam
leather and
the butcher
was just like giving his beefsteak to Alice every chance he got. And she'd put on leather outfits with whips and shit.
And he'd just wear like an apron and have a cleaver in one hand.
That's why he always had Band-Aids was from the cigarette burns that she would give him when they were doing it.
He's always bringing Alice the meat.
Yeah.
Sexy, muscular black guys.
I'm pretty sure Sam the meat man was... a white guy, pretty sure.
Yeah, he was white. Yeah.
Well, no, but they would have
black
guys.
Were there black people on the Brady Bunch?
I think maybe one episode.
That one episode where
they
tackled met their
the
back
race
friend.
Yeah,
issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but I'm talking about Alice and his secret sex parties.
A couple black dudes in that shit.
Oh,
too.
Right. Alice, Sam's renting Alice out to like dudes and their swingers.
For their cuckold action.
Right.
Exactly.
He sits in the corner with like a little jaws of death on himself, crying quietly.
Alice would probably be the one wearing the pants in that situation.
Oh, yeah.
Have him all tied up.
Oh, dude, Alice was about ready to kill the parents and just rule those kids like tyrants any minute.
So rad.
Probably being so nice all the time makes her like a good, what are they?
All in act.
What is that? Mistresses? What do they call them?
Dominatrix.
Madam. Dominatrix.
And,
right.
And you know,
dominatrix.
She's slowly poisoning them so that they don't notice the symptoms as it's creeping up when she makes their food.
Ew. She's also murderous?
Yeah.
Oh.
I want her to be that way.
Okay.
Well, this is the best way I could seriously say it.
This is your worst little podcast remake of the Brady Bunch, where it's horrible. You thought it was bad before. Don't watch it.
Marsha. Everybody always talks about her meth.
She never shares.
Oh, my nose.
Angel,
did
you have another song to play?
I do have one more, yeah.
Well, let's check it out.
All right, well, so we'll let him play us out on this song.
Oh, we're ending early. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
good.
We gotta get out of here. There's a lot of stuff to do today. It's a busy, busy month. It's a busy, busy time. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you once again for joining us. You're a beautiful audience, and we love to have you every time. Mr. Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Nate, Larry, JB the intern, Sam the intern.
Yes.
Lord Strice, Chewbacca, and our lovely guest, Mr. Angel Garcia. I would just like to say, life is short, and I love you. So good night, ladies.
There's just one thing that I have to say about the state we're living in today. There's nothing left, just look around at every city burning down. Does anyone see why this is wrong? Officials always threatening to drop a bomb to solve the problems of today. So raise your fists up to the sky. Men and women fighting and they don't know why. Wars are always started over lies. Suicide, you're
sky. We're fighting and we don't know why. So take my hand and I will guide you through this land. A place of hypocrisy and lies. Well, what did you expect when democracy dies? So everyone come raise a fist up to the sky. So raise your fists up to the sky. Men and women fighting and they don't know why. Wars are always started over lies. So I sign your life away to die. We're fighting and we don't know why.
A child psychologist told me to beat her unmercifully whenever she acted up.
Darkwater Studio.
Disqualified!
Oh, I'm sorry. May we suggest Mr. Ray's Wig World?
We're done in this room?